We've been hearing these reports about this whale that is in a very visible spot in the Pacific Ocean. It is right by Huda Point, sometimes affectionately called Camel Rock. And we've got Dawn Goley. You might remember Dawn Goley. She was on Coastal Currents a couple of years ago now, because of the Klamath whales. And Dawn Goley, you're on the air. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do you know about these whales, or this whale right off like Huda Point?
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of concern about the whale because it's seemingly fairly close to shore and it's rolling around a bit. But we went out to assess it yesterday and then to recheck it today. And it seems to be a sort of an adult gray whale, and it's in the surf, but the surf is just so big that it seems like it's a lot closer to shore. So there's a big swell, but it's out there in the in that sandy area south of Camel Rock where I've been seeing it, and I think it's doing well. We check for a couple things when we hear reports of people being concerned. We check to see if there's any sign of entanglement, and from what we can see with scopes, we can't really see any evidence that it's trailing any fishing gear or anything like that. And we look for sort of signs of normal, what we consider normal behavior. And today we were able to watch it sort of surface normally, roll on its side, which is normal behavior if they're feeding. And then we saw evidence of feeding because as it resurfaced, you'd see mud plumes that were left behind. And gray whales feed on these invertebrates that are embedded in the mud. And they feed by taking big mouthfuls of that mud and then squishing out the mud in the water. And so if you see these mud plumes around whales, you're pretty sure that those guys are feeding. So given that it's feeding, it's actually moving around fairly well in that area and that it seems to be surfacing well, I don't really have much cause for concern at this point.
And can you give it the particulars one more time? You said a California gray.
Yeah, it's a California gray whale.
Male, female?
Can't tell from here.
Okay, so California gray, and if a person wanted to go look at it from shore, that's not going to give it any harm, right?
That's totally fine. That's totally fine. I would really encourage people not to venture out near the whale, especially a free swimming whale can be pretty dangerous to people. But I think it's a beautiful viewing site. I just took my freshman class out there, and they were able to see many of them, their first whale ever, because it's their first semester here in Arcata. So they were excited. So it's a beautiful sight. You can see it really well from up there. Obviously, pretty sketchy road. It's pretty tiny there, so you'd be careful. But now it's a beautiful sight to see them.
Hey, Dawn, so it sounds like there's some good news in terms of the whale not being entangled or ill, apparently. Well, what kinds of things bring a whale so close to shore?
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, these guys feed pretty close to shore. They like to feed in the soft, muddy bottoms. Then they also sometimes feed in the kelp beds. And so it's not really that unusual to see them here. It's not really that unusual to see them here during this time of year. Gray whales can kind of be seen here year-round. So it's a great opportunity when they come this close and a place where people can see them. And I think that's kind of all the things that have come together to make this whale of such interest to the public.
And so, again, to see this whale, it is – because I've been looking at some pictures that are coming from that area, and I'm not actually seeing it. Can you describe exactly where you saw it with your class this morning?
Yeah, we just went – and this was a small class, just like 10 kids in my little freshman mentor group. But we just pulled off right before the pull-off to Huda Point, and so it's just south of Camel Rock. So, you know, instead of going to Moonstone, if you go up the coast, you go north on the coast – on the scenic route, then it's not even 200 meters or so.
And so you can see it from that pullout there. That means that it is between Moonstone and Camel Rock?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Or it was today. Hopefully it's just going to sort of have its belly full and move on. But if not, it'll be there. It's been there, I think, for, you know, 4 or 5 days. I've gotten reports in the last 4 or 5 days.
I mean, that seems so close. I mean, people do surf there. It seems like one could ostensibly paddle out to it.
That would be a really dangerous. That would be a bad idea.
Okay, so let's stop that from happening.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. I mean, they're wild animals, and they're very big wild animals, and we've been watching it, and the swells are, you know, 8 to 10 feet, and so it's navigating in these huge swells, and honestly, we aren't even going out there to assess it in our boat right now. When the conditions get better, we will go out, and we have a research permit to approach whales, and so we'll go out just to make sure that there's nothing going on, and that it is free swimming and not entangled in any way. But we'll, even we're going to wait until the conditions go down to, you know, protect our safety as well as the safety of the whale.
And Don, if you saw that there was anything wrong with the whale, would you guys bring in the Marine Mammal Rescue folks, or what would be your next step?
Yeah, there's a team of scientists up and down the coast, the whale disentanglement team, and it's out of NOAA, and we're a part of that, and the North Coast Marine Mammal Center is a part of that, and so people get specialized training to disentangle a whale in a way that will keep the whale safe and keep people safe, and it's really it's a complicated problem. But, you know, we've been involved in a few rescues that have really been successful and hopefully successful in the long run. So, yeah, if it does turn out the whale's entangled and if it does seem like a response would be warranted, then we would mount a response with the North Coast Marine Mammal Center and the Marine Mammal Center in Marin. And so we have a whole system set up for that. So if people do ever see an entangled whale at sea, you know, it's a really good thing to let us know that here at Humboldt State, and we can help mount a response.
And again, we're speaking with Don Goley, professor of zoology up at Humboldt State University. So even though that is a neighborhood and those are some sketchy streets, we want to, you know, if people are going to go up there and sort of be the peanut gallery for this, green light could be a good experience, but show respect to the neighbors and everybody who's in that zone because, again, narrow streets smashed onto the side of a cliff. Not a lot of room on those roads.
Exactly.
All right. And so in conclusion, Don Goley, you have no cause for alarm. The whale does not appear to be entangled. It is behaving normally. It's chowing on stuff, and it's probably having a good old time as best you can tell.
That's my assessment right now. But to say that we also are going to continue monitoring that, and so if anything changes or when the conditions change, we definitely will take a closer look to be sure. But for right now, I really don't have cause for concern.
Well, this is super exciting for your students.
Yeah, they were
totally.
They were pretty
yeah.
excited. They're taking pictures and sending them back to Kansas and stuff. It was great.
Hey, Don Goley, thank you so much. Stay on the line with me just for one more second, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay.
That's Don Goley at Humboldt State.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting, right, Jessica?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we got to take a quick break. You're on KHUN Radio. Below.